Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Love Life Legacy Podcast. Love Life Legacy Podcast. Love Life Legacy Podcast. It's a podcast. It's a podcast. Hey! The Love Life Legacy Podcast. Love Life Legacy Podcast. Love Life Legacy Podcast. It's a podcast. It's a podcast. Hey!
We desire to share our love, life, and legacy with the hopes that it inspires, compels, and challenges others. We're all about growth and leveling up, and that is what we aim to do. Now, something that we would like everyone to understand is that this podcast is based on our opinions, framed from our life's experiences and perspectives. This is not to say that we are right and you're wrong. This is merely to challenge and elevate our lives, your life, and the conversations that surround the topics we speak on. Welcome to the Love Life Legacy Podcast.
Yeah, what up, folk? Long time no see. It's so good to be back with you guys.
Happy Thursday.
A little tense in here. We having some husband and wife issues. You know,
John's getting on my nerves.
See what I'm saying?
I can't do anything. I can't drink the water bottle. The water bottle too close to the mic.
It's not that. It's just that when she drinks, she squeezes.
I did not squeeze the bottle.
All right, do the sound. Do the sound. Nope. That's wrong. Yeah. No. See, that's the thing. You lying.
I'm not lying.
Babe, okay, you want me to imitate?
Sometime when I'm drinking.
You want me to imitate it?
Go ahead. I don't squeeze the bottle.
That's how it sounds. I'm like, babe, it is a recording.
You know when you drink in the water, right? And then sometimes the bottle just cave in.
No. That's, you're not supposed to be sucking the bottle while you drink it. Pause. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to open your mouth, let the water flow.
Like, happy Thursday, everyone.
See, that
welcome
why.
Welcome to the Love Life Legacy Podcast.
That's why I had the tranquil music.
It gets on my nerves.
You want me to pull up the tranquil music?
Pull up the tranquil music. Because you need it too. Lord, be a fence. Around me. Every day.
Yo, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be all right. Okay, first of all, let me turn this off because you ain't about to be doing me like that.
Guide and protect me along.
You ain't about to be doing me like that because if I can recall this morning, you've been on cloud nine. So let's be real. Let's be real.
I was happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
A room without a roof.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Boy, shut up.
Yeah, put that work. I put in work.
Boy, please.
It's so good to be back with you guys, man. It's been a while. We got a few topics to talk about. We're probably not going to be on too long because it is getting late. Kids got to go to school. But I think it's going to be a good conversation.
Last day of real school.
Oh, say that again.
The last day.
Are you excited or are you like
nervous? I'm not
nervous?
Excited.
Why?
It's really mixed emotions, you know, because I still got to get up, still got to work.
Yep.
Still got to feed these people 50 million thousand times a day. Still got to drop them off the camps and the various other places that they're going. It's really more work.
Yeah, that is true.
More money.
More food, more everything. It's so.
I have to entertain. They can't do nothing on their own.
Yep.
You know, just I get more.
It. I get it. I absolutely get it. So a couple of talks we wanted to bring you guys. I don't know if you saw, but Derrick Jackson's wife is trending again. Somebody said, dang it, I just boarded my flight.
Oh,
damn it. Can't see your name, but catch the replay. And you know that you can catch all the conversations, the current and past, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Love Life Legacy Podcast. You can catch up on it. But yeah, they're trending again. And
it's sad.
Yeah, it's really sad, man, because it's like
your discernment already told you something like that was happening.
But I hate off the rip, I hated him. Like, it's just
because you said that he was just like, what word did you use, that he was just
pandering
woman?
Anytime somebody, when you find somebody that's pandering, there's an agenda behind the panda.
But a lot of things he said was good though.
That's what makes it a panda.
Cause he didn't live him out.
Panda. Yeah, nah, I'm good on him. So let me put this video on so we can hear her words, straight from the horse's mouth. I hate to say
broke. he sent you a text message. You told me he sent the text message you saying he wanted a divorce. When was that?
That was September 29th, 2022.
And where were you when you received that text message?
We were both at home. He was upstairs and I was downstairs on the couch. I had just actually come back from, I did a freedom group where you basically, you know, you're going through freedom with all these people. You're talking about stuff with a group of women and stuff like that, you know, confidentiality. We're talking about forgiveness. And I was like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to say, you know, I forgive him for anything that I've been holding on to or has been coming out of me. I did that. I said, I forgive you. Anything like that I have been doing that has shown unforgiveness, I forgive you for that. And the next words out of his mouth was, or via text, should I say, was, I'm done with us in this marriage.
There was a couple of other videos that was circulating. Mm-hmm. One that she said, you know, she lost herself and she didn't have an identity. And, you know, I feel bad for the lady because it's like.
The part that got me was the video that I watched when she was explaining that she used to watch. I guess he had videos on his phone or wherever the videos are with him, you know, having sex with other women. And she would study the other woman, and she started to cry and said that she knew some of those other women's bodies better than she knew her own body. And that she used to, I guess, try to learn from the encounters that she was watching her husband cheat on her do to, you know, to, I guess, implement it or try to personify those actions and imitate those women in the hopes that he would love her.
That's crazy.
And, I just, first of all, I appreciated her and all her transparency because mm-hmm. that takes a lot to confess to.
Absolutely.
But I also think that was a part of her, you know, continuing healing about this process and to help and encourage other women that, you know, that's dealing with that type of hurt, that type of betrayal, that I loved you so much more than I love me, that I allowed you to convince me that I'm less than, and I still wanted you in the process. Even in this video, out of all the stuff in the news and everything that's going on, she still was trying to find ways to make it work. And he gonna send a text from upstairs? How cowardly is that? So it's just, you know, cool. Just hurtful.
You done?
I'm done.
Derrick Jackson is evil. He's always been an evil person. He is a hypocrite at the highest regard. He is not a man of standard. And I don't like men that walk differently than what they say. Because I just believe in principle. And I believe in being upright. And I believe in being a man of standard. And it's okay to have a message. But your message your life has to back up your message. And the fact that his life didn't back up his message was very troubling for me. And I knew it was off based on how all of his videos were attacking men.
Well, could that have been his way of trying to coach himself through? Maybe he has some type of internal struggles.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just
every video was a throw the rock and hide your hand. All of his videos were he's just casting shame and doubt and ridicule, and the whole time while his hand is hidden, he was doing all the. Remember, you told me to report that it was over like 1,000 women.
It was 100.
I'm sorry. 100 women that he had.
I know, but could he have been talking that way, trying to convince himself to do right? You know what I'm saying? Could he have? Okay, can I ask you a transparent, off-the-cuff question?
Go ahead, bro.
Coming from a man that also struggled with infidelity at one point in time, do you feel some type of, is your indignation more stronger because you knew what you had to overcome? And you kind of challenge, I guess, everything that he's saying, knowing what you've been through?
That is a point, but also I don't lie about it. It's like,
I mean, but he's still going through it, or was going through it
the whole time while he was the whole time. But I wasn't ridiculing, and I wasn't pointing the finger, and I wasn't ishing on men as a way to hide what I was doing. I was just doing what I was doing. See, I don't like ultra hypocrites. And I get that men may have weak points.
Ultra.
Yeah, so because
you can be a little hypocrite.
We're all walking hypocrites now.
I mean.
No, we all are. Don't get me twisted. But when your messaging and everything that you do totally contradicts what you're doing in your personal life, then I got an issue with it. And you know I do. Because anytime I see somebody like that, call it out privately. I'm not going to put them on blast because that's your life, that's your business. But if I see it, oh, I'm coming to the wife, babe. This is crazy. Like, this is insane. And I let them be great and I let them do what they do. But at the end of the day, because I do know the struggles that I had to overcome and still fight to this day, because this is a process, this is evolution. When I see men that aren't putting in the effort, I always just feel an indignation.
Do you feel like you're missing out?
No, I don't. I don't, because there's more peace and security on this side. There is more learning, growth, and stability on this side. You can go out and you can try to be the man and run the streets and hop in sheets and have your body count out the door and out the window. But what are you learning as a man? How are you growing and evolving as a man
who's supposed to
be a leader in this life? No, because if double standards, because if you had a daughter, you wouldn't want your daughter to actually be with you. And that's the problem.
Well, a man like you.
Yeah, a man like you. Thank you for correcting me. And that's the issue. I would hope that my daughter would find a man like that is like me. And the only way that I can feel comfortable saying that is I have to live my life right.
YOLO.
Not perfect.
YOLO though, right?
Yeah, the YOLO is a lie. Not perfect. I don't preach perfection. I preach learning through your mistakes and adjusting so you don't make them again. The greatest lessons come from your greatest mistakes. And as men, because we're called to be leaders, you learn from your greatest mistakes, but you protect yourself and set up yourself that you don't keep making those mistakes. The problem I have with him is he was making these mistakes the entire time and then shouting to the world that he's perfect and everybody else is bad.
Yeah.
And that's what I hate the most about him and everybody else that has messaging like him. So I always find it, I always caution when I see people that pander to one side because they got some stuff going on in the closet.
I think in him pandering is what made him more attractive to other women, because they wanted a man that could understand, a man that can see their pain, a man that can defend them, a man that, you know, and to hear his ex-wife's story, you know, we only saw a few times in the media where he messed up, but to hear her story and how she sat next to him on that couch and how she still tried to stand and walk in her, you know, integrity and being this woman of God that she is, you know, and still stand by her man, do all that. I just want her to know that she had so much and have so much strength to be able to endure that, you know, and still have faith in things like that. And I'm really happy for the liberty that she is gaining and have. But, you know, we only saw a few of the incidents fly up. I didn't know that lady was enduring all that in the background and still trying to defend and be supportive and forgive
her man. It brings to question, you know, Jay-Z's quote, you know, because once a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever, mourn forever. And I got to live with the fact that I did you wrong forever. There's no remorse in him for what he did to another person. Just
you saw his Mother's Day shout out?
I did not.
Oh, his Mother's Day shout out was, you know, it was pretty decent.
What is it?
No, he basically was, you know, despite their differences or whatever, was saying how
their
she was always
differences.
I mean, he didn't use those terms.
He is a sucker, man.
He didn't
man.
Say it like that, but he just was saying, he didn't point to her as a wife, but he just upheld her as a mother and how much strength she showed and how she endured for, you know. And the mother in her has always been amazing. You know, I saw it on Instagram.
But not good enough to be a wife. He is Derrick Jackson, and I hope somebody clips this. I'm still trying to figure out how to get viewers. But if the right person sees it, I hope you clip this, and I hope this gets to him. Derrick Jackson, you a suck, and you make men look bad. You make men like me that really is trying to live what he is preaching, you give us a bad name. Derrick Jackson, you a sucker. And you don't speak for us. You need to go on somewhere.
Speaking of being on which side, that video that I think Brandon...
Davis.
Davis, that's his last name. I don't know why I was thinking Jones. We know Brandon Jones. We do know Brandon Jones. Crystal brother.
Got it.
Yeah. Brandon Davis had posted a video about this lady talking about men having female energy and basically stay off the female side of things because, you know, basically let us females be females and y'all men need to lead and don't walk in.
I got a problem with that too.
Feminine energy.
You know, and I speak objectively. Objectivity. I speak objectively because I can talk about men and I can talk about women. I don't pander. Like, I don't play middle ground.
Yeah.
Got an issue with him talking about a man, and I'm about to have an issue with her. So let me put it on and y'all see exactly what I'm talking about. Because she had pissed me off.
Stop dealing with men that try to match your energy. You'll have the worst relationship with them because as a man, you have to understand that you cannot do what women do. Getting mad because I'm mad and then treating me like you got a problem with me without knowing if I have a problem with you is very womanly. Not answering calls on purpose because I missed your call on accident, womanly. Trying to hurt or destroy me mentally, physically, and emotionally whenever there's an issue with us, womanly. As a man, your job is to lead and be firm on what you feel. Say it like it is, keep a woman's emotions in order or let her be, not match energy. Some of y'all men ain't grow with a good father in these shows. You don't know how to be a man because you've been around too many women to the and point that now you're trying to
keep. I absolutely one. Disagree.
Free game, ladies.
The reason why I disagree is because, okay, let me tell you why I agree. I agree because as a man, I feel like we should be masculine and we shouldn't tap into certain feminine traits. I'm going to always believe that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is she saying in everything that she named that it's okay for a woman to do those things? And that's where I have an issue. Because she said, okay, you're typing. You're literally distracting. We talking.
Sorry. I'm responding on here.
Okay. She said, getting mad because I'm mad, then treating me like you have a problem with me, not knowing if I have a problem with you. So it's okay for women to do that.
I think it has become acceptable for women to be mad.
Is it right?
I wouldn't say it's right.
Because everything that she named that a woman does to me carries toxic traits. If you can't have a conversation about why you're really mad and you're shutting me out and we can't have a conversation about it, is it really healthy?
I mean, what if, you know, sometimes people need space to think and process. You know, she could have been mad at something else. And because you didn't have the conversation, she could have been mad at a conversation she had with somebody else. But because you approached her, she may have been a little off, energy off. Now you mad for no reason and you didn't even check or inquire. I think maybe she's talking in that regard. Okay, so you know, if I'm frustrated about work or I'm frustrated with the kids, and then you approach me and I'd be like, you'd be like, babe, and I'd be like, what? Or whatever. You'd be like, oh, you know what? Never mind. We'll start over tomorrow. And you get like that. And I'm like, I'm not even mad with you. And then next thing you know, I come to you. You feel like, no, you had an attitude earlier, you know, whatever. It's like, you didn't got no reason to be mad because what I was upset about or what I was thinking, it had nothing to do with you. You don't get that.
And if it's so with that example, if she's saying that we do that, then that's womanly.
Yeah, because you're mad for no reason. That's what she's saying.
That's why I have an issue with her. That's why I have
I don't necessarily agree with it, but I get what she's trying to say.
I get what she's trying to say. I don't.
Not answering on purpose because I missed your call on accident.
That's womanly.
That's childish.
So she's saying women do that.
I'm just saying it's childish.
Baby, keep it in context. She says it's womanly. So is she saying women do that?
I think she's saying women do that.
Is that okay?
But the context isn't there. It's okay or not. It is if men should be doing that. As the leader, should you be following in that manner?
We're supposed to be grown. We're talking about grown people doing childish things. If a woman does that, is okay? Is it okay? It's not okay if a woman does that. Point
blank,
period.
It's not okay, but it really makes it worse when a man does it, is what she's saying.
Because, again, we get wrapped up in this
conversation. Y'all supposed to be this status.
We get wrapped up in this conversation about men not being able to show emotion, because any emotion we show is feminine.
I don't think that's true.
That is.
Because I think leaders show emotion. Okay. I think leaders are passionate.
So what does
I
she mean by woman leading?
She just, I think, no, you ain't about to get me caught up in this conversation. No,
we having a conversation because, no, we having a conversation because you say that you
I
get.
I do get okay. that she is hinting that a woman is childish. If that's where you're going, I get that. It is childish to be mad and all that stuff. And so a man shouldn't be childish, I guess. But I guess what she's really trying to say, which is higher level, is that as the man, you should be the leader. You shouldn't be scooping to my level as the subordinate. So therefore, everything rises and falls on leadership. So you stole the problem.
I hear you and her giving women a pass, and that's the issue that we've been dealing with. With trying to find
this
middle
is,
ground.
The conversation isn't about women to, right here. The conversation,
she's saying womanly. It's about
no,
an attitude.
She's talking about a man acting womanly.
Womanly. So womanly is an action.
Okay, but I don't agree with that.
Who displays the action? Women.
Okay, I do think in the examples that she gave were a little childish.
Right.
I agree with
and
that.
And if you're going to quantify those actions as being womanly, you're saying women do that, and indirectly you're giving passes to that behavior because
the
you're saying men shouldn't do it
because men shouldn't be
but
childish.
You should, but
men
you,
shouldn't be childish at all.
I would rather her say it, and I'm thank you for playing devil's advocate. You're making the conversation go longer, but I would have rather her say we shouldn't be acting like this. I would have rather her change the language from womanly to childish, so that she shows that men and women need to grow up and not fall into these trap holes of elementary behavior.
I agree.
That's what I am saying, that she,
because I could have made an excuse for everything she said except for when she said trying to destroy me mentally, physically, and emotionally. She's trying to say I wrote it halfway down. Trying to destroy me mentally, physically, and emotionally when it's supposed to be us or something like that, she said. I'm like, I ain't supposed to be trying to destroy no man mentally, physically, and emotionally.
She said that statement and said womanly. And
yeah,
I'm like, whoa,
like,
what?
Whoa, what? Like, sis, we don't supposed to be out here doing that, and that's not a womanly-like thing for us to do.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Like, this tit-for-tat kind of stuff. And like, only I supposed to destroy you. You only supposed to lift me up type of category. So that's why I didn't dig the video. But I get what she was trying to say, because the same way how females, we can take on a masculine energy and it's out of place or it you know, messes up the relationship, men can take on what we would call too much of a feminine energy. I think we both need whatever that balance is for us. You know, I don't care if it's, for me, it may be 20% masculinity and 80% femininity, or whatever works for you in your situation. But I don't think we should be out here, you know, doing tit for tat type of stuff, being mad and treating somebody some kind of way and don't want it reciprocated. You know, I do get not answering the phone on purpose because I miss shows on accident. I do think that's petty, but that wasn't it just was bad examples.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And
then the fact is that when she said, you know, keep women, I guess, in order or whatever, I get what she was trying to say about that. But ain't no man feel like arguing with you over these petty stuff right here. If that's what I need to, well, a man need to keep you in order about.
I saw a clip of Andrew Tate, and a lot of people don't like him. But, you know, this clip, I do agree with him. He said that a woman that says I need a man to handle me could be the worst woman that a man could deal with, because you think about it like this: men have to go out and deal with every pressure the world throws at us. We can't show emotion. We have to be ultra masculine. We have to be the leader in every place that we go. We have to deal with all kind of BS, ridicule, and everything else that the world can throw at a man, and we have to deal with that from the world. And now I have to come home and I have to handle somebody that's supposed to be my peace. We already are handling the world, but I need to handle you now.
I have heard other things, other people's conversation that have been really good. I wish I saved them for this conversation if I knew it was going to go this way. That we're not supposed to be responsible for your peace.
I wish you'd have kept that. I want to dive deep in that.
Yeah. Like I just, it shouldn't be my responsibility to keep your peace.
Dang. So it ain't my, it's not my responsibility to provide you security.
That's two different things. That's two different things. What? Security is external. Your peace is internal to you.
Security that you guys are looking for is internal. It is.
For some people.
No, emotional security is the number one thing that you guys look for. It is.
I know, but it's still, that's still on the spectrum, though, because you can be providing emotional security, but if it's inside of me, I still have to be ready to receive it. So the bulk of the earnest of that still ain't on you. I think when it comes to the, okay, hear me out.
Okay, go ahead.
You're doing everything that you're supposed to do for me to feel secure. But I have things and preconceived notions and trauma and all that jazz inside of me that I can't even receive your security that you really are providing for me, because in my internal, what I got going on is messed up. I have to clear that out first so that I can receive the security and the emotional security that you is trying to provide.
I understand
that. In the same way when it comes to being your peace. You can't come home bringing the world, keeping the world that you're dealing with internalized, and then expect me on the outside to be able to bring all these measures to you when you can't open up about what's going on at work. You got so much turmoil on the inside, I can never be your peace.
But baby,
I'm just saying it's a responsibility that the individual has. No. And that's what I get from the other video I watched.
Yeah, but remember, relationships are transactional.
They are. Right? To a certain
love,
extent.
No, they're not. They're literally transactional. Mm-hmm. So the saying love is not an action is really like pivotal into the point that you're trying to make, because I can verbally say that I love you, but if I don't put it into action, how you really know that I do love you? You're looking
I'm
at
not
me,
negating that part,
you're,
honey.
You're looking at me to meet certain measures,
right?
So when a man says that I need you to be my peace, I don't need you to be my, to give me peace as far as taking on the burdens that the world is giving me. That's not what we mean. What we say, what we mean by be my peace is don't add on and compound this onto the stress levels that I'm already receiving from the outside world. If you know that I'm dealing with a whole lot of stuff out here, don't compound it. That don't add on to it.
I agree with that.
That's it.
But you have women that are not doing that, and men still expecting for them to work magic to make them more peaceful.
I don't know those men.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
They exist.
I don't. A lot of these men exist that I don't agree with. Mm-hmm. Derek Jackson, for running. I don't like that dude. I really don't.
So all I'm saying is, I think everybody still has a responsibility in what their peace looks like.
Got you.
There has been times where I felt not loved by you. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, what else can I do? And mm-hmm. I'd be like, I don't know. Like,
no, that's because you're crazy, though.
Yeah, I mean.
You crazy.
No, but it was something on the inside that I had to work out when I was going through that. I think so. Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, you have your insecurities when it comes to our relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's just things that I can do all that I can do. But, you know, if you thinking that one day I'm going to leave you and all that stuff, that's stuff that you have to work on. All I'm saying is that as individuals, we still have a responsibility in how we take in the love that people give us. And sometimes we may have blockers that allow us to feel unrest and uneasy.
I understand that. But it's take two to tango. With me being receptive, you also have to do your part to give what I need to be receptive of.
And I agree with that. It. I'm just saying that you have some men out here that literally think when y'all say I'm looking for somebody to be my peace, that they mean more than what you're saying.
I need to meet these men.
Oh. You going to socialize? You going to get out the house?
I would get out the house. I would talk. Like, I want to meet these men. Some of these men, 2023, I don't speak for all men. I speak for myself. So I want to meet these men. I want to see exactly what they mean by that. Yeah. I have a lot of grievances when it comes to men having certain standards for women and what they expect. And, you know, they're not even holding up their end of the bargain. But,
oh, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
That, not to derail this conversation, but that still feeds into the 50-50 conversation that we try to avoid. Mm-hmm. You have some men that, you know, believe in 50-50 but don't want to do 50-50 of the chores, you know, because they still in their mind that's just the women's job, but they don't see that, you know.
What I mean?
that if I'm paying some of these bills in here, that, you know, if only cleaning and doing chores and cooking for the kids is only my responsibility, then I shouldn't be helping you pay these bills. You know what I'm saying? But they don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. Because the women is supposed to be the helpmate, be whatever the man needs them to be. And some people really do, some men really do have that mindset.
I understand.
It's whatever you can do to alleviate his burden.
I think that goes into the conversation that we had a long time ago. I think it was like the first 10 episodes, one of them, about the boundaries in the relationship, or mm-hmm.
gender roles
in the relationship. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Like, gender roles look different according to how your relationship is set up. But I will say that according to your relationship, if that cooking, cleaning fits into a woman's gender role, then that's for that relationship. Vice versa, if cutting the grass, taking out the trash can, washing the cars, you know, fixing the cars, fixing around the house. Babe, I'm giving examples.
Okay.
Things that men can do. I've named what women
can
do.
Men can cook. Men can clean.
I hate when you step on my point.
I'm sorry.
You step on my point. And
I'm sorry.
I forgot now. This is what it is. Don't worry, when I put it on TikTok, we won't curse you up.
She never let him talk.
We're going to be going in. I've been wanting to say stuff. I'm like, they don't know us in real life.
That's
like,
okay.
Like, whatever. Y'all keep talking. Keep looking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry for stepping on your point.
No, it's all good. I just, whatever gender roles look like for that couple, I think as long as it's communicated, then by all means, you know?
I believe in gender roles, but then I don't believe in gender roles.
No, you believe in gender roles a lot, actually.
I believe in gender roles for what I want to believe in gender roles for.
No, you believe in gender roles a lot. It's my job to drive. It's the man's job. Baby, I don't want to drive. You a man, ain't it? Hold on. I got some more. Taking
Wait,
out the truck.
Oh, no, let's stay on the drive part.
Okay.
You want me driving you around?
What?
Do you want me driving
Babe,
you around?
I'm talking about what you say.
No, but I'm talking about your actions.
No.
Do you want me driving you around?
Why do you say that's you a man, ain't it? Why do you say that?
Because? Well, I look like you opening my door to drive.
Here we go. Now we get into it. Because something that you believe.
We're going to do that.
That
we're going to Walmart after this?
Yes.
I'm going to drive, and I want you to open my door so I can drive.
Baby. You're being facetious.
I'm not.
I'm telling you, based on your belief system, certain gender roles fall on a man.
But that's just for our relationship.
That baby already said that.
Oh, okay.
I just want you.
Because you don't like my driving. You can't rest when I drive.
Your specific words are, you the man, ain't you?
Yeah.
Just like when it comes to taking the trash out, you
because
the man, ain't you?
Because you feel, because I'm the woman, I should be in the passenger seat.
I don't want it. I do not want it. You the
what's
man,
the
ain't
other,
you?
What's the other one?
The trash.
I help take out the trash.
No. When I say something, you say you a man, ain't you?
I do say that, but yeah. I do help with the trash.
No. You when you are able to do it, you.
Well, when
with the
I
trash.
See it,
yeah. I can't think of no more right now.
That's it.
But
because we share cooking.
No. But there's some other stuff. You be like, you the man, ain't you? Like you.
Oh.
You know, when I get up, when the time when you heard something.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I think somebody coming in the house, or if I hear a critter or an animal outside, that's your job.
Yeah. Gender roles.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. like, how you have core beliefs, mm-hmm. there are a lot of men out here that believe that.
But we had a conversation, women. Though. They believe that without even having certain conversations before.
If we'd have never had that conversation, I think you would have believed that. Because that's just you as a woman and how you see how men are supposed to act and move.
I mean, Jonathan, you was in my life since I was a teenager, so you already displayed those things. You helped me actually form a lot of the gender roles that I had.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. Oh, we got a comment, Meg say you were singleton the way you jumped in, like we got a star rehearsing such a
thing. I figured that's good. What it was. Girl, you surprised me with that one.
Yeah, I just really don't like that dude. But there was, after I cleared it up.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, there's a reason for why I said that. I don't have a problem with, no.
Yeah.
At all, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, big supporter.
That's right. But yeah. So yeah, man, I don't know. I just feel we all have roles. I just don't think we should. I don't think we should label them as gender roles anymore, though. They're just the roles for whoever house it is.
Yeah,
I think that's how it should be.
Let me ask you a question. Now, because we like to be politically correct, and it sounds like we are teetering on political correctness. So you mean to tell me if we have a couple that we have over for dinner and they give us a story, and the story is somebody was, we thought somebody was about to break in our house, and the wife says, I grabbed my pistol and I ran downstairs.
Oh.
You ain't going to look at that as wrong? Like, or
I wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, that may work for them.
Well, I'm judging she the heck. I'm judging the heck out that man.
A police officer. She may be an MMA fighter. You know,
that's true.
There could be. You know, she may be skillful for that. He may have not been home. You know, if you're not hearing something happen, you know, I know where my stash at. You know, I got to make something happen. That's but true. If you here in our house.
Well, in this scenario.
Well, you wouldn't have wake up that day. So if something.
No,
really
I
was
popped up.
No, you didn't, honey.
No, I did. I sat up in the bed.
No, he got on the edge of the bed. He was like, I know, babe. I tired. Man, it'll be all right. I don't really think nothing out there anyways. You check the garage. Man, bump that. And you laid back down.
Babe, I was tired. And I knew there was nothing going on.
Well.
It was nothing.
And then my track record of always hearing stuff.
Yeah, you paranoid. So it's not like, you know.
No, it could have been something, but it wasn't nothing serious.
But you, yeah.
And if I really thought I was in danger. Oh, you would have getting up.
Yeah, I would getting up. But I already knew. I know how you are. Mm-hmm. You always see something or hear something. It just is what it is.
But I was shocked.
And appalled.
That you didn't help a damsel in distress and told me to lay down. So rude.
But back to my example, if that man and that woman in the bed and she beat him downstairs, I'm judging him.
Why?
I just.
You have enabled relationships.
I just
you
feel have like all. I'm,
well, what if he can't? What if he physically can't?
Okay, now you're adding stuff.
Well,
we're talking about able-bodied people that are choosing, like, he chose to stay in the
what
bed.
What if that's not his strength?
I'm judging him, man. I'm a judger. I'm sorry. I'm just a judger, bro. I'm working on me.
You know, you remember, it's when Snoop Dogg had his reality TV show. Yep. He was afraid of needles. And the comments that he was getting.
The commentary from you.
I didn't say nothing bad. I was like, you this gangster rapper, and this doctor coming with this little needle, and you moving people in front of you, and I was like, Snoop,
see,
dog,
see,
it's his persona that he gave off. You know what I'm saying? If he ain't give off no big thug, you know, something. I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember his lyrics right now, but. He doing all this and all that, and then all I gotta do is come with a needle to the fight.
See, but you have your capacity to judge as well.
I mean, it's impression management at the end of the day. I don't want to get into the philosophy side of things, but that's really what it is.
I got you.
If you give me the impression that you're something, and then a situation happened and you don't measure up to it, I mean, you cause a deficit.
To me, you don't even have to give an impression. In my mind, I just see men being a certain way.
Because of your impression of men. You have these schemas that you have categorized.
What the hell is a schema?
You should look it up. It's S-C-H-E-M-A.
What is it? All right, these, doctor.
It's these pictorializations and all this information that you gathered in.
A schema. Right?
You're so crazy. All this information that you have gathered in and you have came up with your ideals of certain things through how you filter things through your lens. And in your mind, that's what a man is, because that's the manness that you live out. And you kind of spew that other places. That's the measure for you. That's your plumb line.
Yeah. That's why I call men punks in my head a lot.
Yeah, but you can't be doing that.
I don't say it out loud.
You just did.
But I say I call men punks in my head.
Out loud.
No, not not out loud. I don't. I'm no, not cruel.
I know. I understand what you're saying. Because when I see women sometimes that live outside my standards or, you know, well, I'm thinking of, you know, that, you know, people that's in the street or, you know, they just carry themselves in wild ways. And I'd be like, you know. It's not me. I mean, I would never tell them anything.
Right.
That's the life that I don't know what they've been through. I don't know, you know, getting into theories again, Maslow's hierarchy of needs and all those types of things. I literally process that in my mind when I look at certain situations. I don't know their deficits. I don't know what they grew up in. I don't know their environments. I don't know their physiological
high school graduate
needs.
Over here.
I don't know those things, so I can't judge them. You know, and before I got to the state that I'm in right now, I don't know how people looked at me. So I give a level of mercy and grace that I expect people to give to me when they see me operate, and I just keep it moving.
Me too. And I take that back. I do call men. I do say stuff to men's face sometimes.
In playful ways.
Yeah, but there'd be a lot of truth to it. I'm sorry.
Can you stop?
I apologize.
You just own one tonight. You needed that tranquil music.
I think I did.
You okay, babe?
Yeah, I am.
You need to play the tranquil music?
No, I'm good.
You just got a lot of hostility in there.
No, it's not hostility. It's not. It's
you
not.
Sure?
It's not hostility.
It's not hostility.
Yeah, it's just disappointment.
Disappointment. I think that is the right word.
I'd be disappointed when I see men move the way that they move sometimes, or if they respond a certain way or can't respond the way that they should.
So why do you take it so personal?
Because men are supposed to be people of standard and uprightness.
But their standard just may be a little off because everybody on this journey.
I understand.
Even with Derek Jackson.
He's not my...
One day...
Boy, I was about to say something.
Can you calm down?
I was about to say it, and I didn't.
He's going to get it. And you have to be able to, like, give that man his thing when he gets it.
I don't think he's going to get it.
Okay, you got to be hopeful.
Not every...
Now, that's the Pygmalion effect.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
Not everybody gets it. There's certain people that... I don't think you ever heard... Dang, what's his name? Oh, my gosh. I had a brain fart just that fast. He's a rapper. Mm-hmm. Where he had a part one and a part two, where he was like, bring back Nipsey, take all these other people. Mm.
Was that the dude that rap every year, close out every year with the...
No, it's not him.
Oh.
The artist's name is losing me. There's just be certain people that you see in the way that they move. Like, why are you here?
I mean, like, they're here to learn, grow,
but they ain't
evolve.
Learning. That's the thing, though. They're not. They're taking up space.
We don't know what they're putting in.
I think that because we believe in a good and an evil.
Somebody say Jonah Lucas.
Thank you, Jonah Lucas.
Go ahead, Meg.
I believe that, you know, there's a good and an evil. There's a God and a devil. I think that people occupy space in that capacity to learn about themselves. And I think that it is
that
person's mission, and they're playing their role for why they're here for other people to learn about themselves. That's what I honestly believe. So I don't believe that there is higher elevation and higher evolution for everybody. I honestly feel like there are certain people that are here for that reason. Mm-hmm. And when I see it, I identify it and I say, oh, yeah, you, I mock you. Just like how God marked Cain. It's the same thing. Like, you're marked.
Cain still had an opportunity.
But he was marked. So as I see people in that same light. So it's like, I want to think the most and the best for you.
And you in Romans a little bit. Yeah, about, like, some people are wastebaskets and some people are not.
Like, nah.
But I think the power of choice, man.
I'm just a realist.
I think people can choose. And then, you know, what if, you know, with the things that you have been through in our relationship or your shortcomings, you know, luckily for you, you have evolved and grew past certain things.
I'm still growing.
I know, but what if when that moment, you know, because after that last thing that we went through when it came to infidelity between us, well, you know, you, and, you know, we had some people that didn't think that I should have got back with you. Because of how they saw you in that moment. They were just as disgusted with you as that you were disgusted with Derek Jackson.
That's not true. There's no way that
you don't
they
know
could
how
have
they would, you don't know how they would feel.
Got it.
But I'm just saying, in your low moment when people would thought, people may have thought that you was not going to get it together, second offender and all of that, that, you know, don't you think you should give just a little bit more mercy?
Me and him ain't the same. I'm sorry. He's a sucker. He's a sucker. I am a man journeying to be the best version of myself.
And what if his journey just, he just had to go around the wilderness another 40 times, but.
No, I'm good.
Your ENTJ is coming out real strong tonight.
God said he's separating the wheat from the tares.
Really?
What is he?
This is why you was a Pentecostal pastor. This is why that was so fitting for you.
I just, yeah, nah.
This is you preaching hellfire and brimstone.
He's a sucker, man. He's a sucker. No, because this is me before that. I always, think about it. This is why people didn't like me in high school.
Dramatological
baby, approach. This is why people didn't like me in high school. This is why people always said I was extra. People would call me rude. All this, because I've always had these ideals. It's like, you're loud, you're abrasive, you need to shut up. Like,
pretty much.
Right. No, not me.
No.
I'm telling people that.
No, but I'm telling you. You're loud, you're abrasive. But you know what, though?
Nah,
the spot side that people don't see? If you was to see Derrick Jackson and you see him being contrite and broken and actually come to his point when you could see it, you would embrace him. You would.
I think I am on one, because no, I wouldn't.
Yes, you actually would.
I think I am on. Catch me tomorrow.
You need to play your tranquil music.
No, I'm good. Catch me tomorrow.
You
man.
Would.
No, because that woman, seeing that woman hurt my heart, bro.
I know.
Seeing that woman actually, that absolutely
people
hurt my heart.
People saw me and it hurt their heart.
And if I was on some BS, like he's
which
still
you
on,
was,
babe, you're missing it. I never was on that level of BS.
You can't tell me how I probably could, even though what you did didn't amount to that, I still felt the same level of hurt. If my arm, Eva, if her arm got cut off and my arm got cut off.
Apples and oranges,
no.
Baby.
You're talking about a cut off arm.
Baby, it's apples and oranges. We're talking about the
amount of hurt.
Yeah, and him
repeatedly.
And yeah, and
I
him
get that.
Still being just.
You don't know what state that man in right now.
I got
now.
You. I'm off him. I'm off him. I'm good. I'm
you
good.
Love thy brother.
No, I'm good. I don't have to get along and love everybody. No, I'm
no,
serious.
You don't have to like everybody.
I don't have to love everybody either.
My husband.
It says love thy neighbor as you love yourself.
He's
he
your
ain't
neighbor.
My how? I don't know that. I'm about to say something else.
Well, this
nah,
was
we good,
the
bro.
Love Life podcast.
We
I'm
good.
Gonna play some meditation music for my husband. I'm gonna like rub his shoulders.
We good, dog.
You shouldn't have been drinking coffee. You no. should have had a little.
It
bourbon.
Wasn't an espresso though. And no. I had two shots of tequila before I came on too.
Yeah, those are uppers. You know, we needed you to calm down tonight and mellow out a little bit.
I mean, I guess.
Be easy.
Be easy. You don't want trouble, you see. Be easy.
Because you've been a little mean.
I don't like to do this. Well, this has been another live rendition of the Love Life Lexi podcast.
Which we're going to rehearse next time.
We hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. Please keep the conversation in the group going. I selected the wrong one. Sorry.
Oh.
I always do that. keep the conversations in the group going. If you haven't shared this video, please share this video.
Don't share the video.
Why not share the video?
John is on a tan.
What?
You off the rectus scale.
I'm really not.
You sure?
Baby, I'm cursing. Okay, you know how my mouth is.
You did good on the cursing.
I go, but I'm pretty mild tonight.
But mild? Now I wouldn't say you mild. You a little spicy.
What? Okay, I'm Frank's Red Hot, not habanero.
You ghost pepper.
Nah, that's too spicy. I ain't that spicy now. Come
you
on,
you hot
baby.
Now.
I'm not hot. I just think that
you don't want to forgive that man if he do right.
I just think he's a sucker. I don't like suckers. That's it.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
everybody
it.
Has a sucker moment, honey.
Babe, you're now you about to make me go in on him again.
No, I don't want you to.
You gotta
I
relax.
Just want you to say if that man get himself together, you will be there to support him.
It has to be very drastic.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant by it when I say contrite.
Okay.
We hope for the best. We want people to evolve. We want people to be better. We want to inspire hope. You know, we can't give up on people despite how we may feel.
You don't remember what this dude used to say, man, bro.
I remember what he used to say. But with, you have to forgive with him, the car seat too. And, you was a little seat, too offended.
With the car seat in the background, like, hey, like, who are you fooling, man?
You have to forgive him.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
We're going to pray about it tonight.
All right, we'll pray about it. Like I said, please share this video. follow us in the group. Follow us on all of our socials. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, The Love Life Legacy Podcast. We love you guys.
Happy Thursday.
From us to y'all.
Peace. Peace.